Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, so much power, wonder-working power. faith, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Open up your mouth and just thank God. We come by bullshit here right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We come offering up a praise of thanksgiving this morning, oh God. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to have your way in this place right now in the heart and mind of the children of God. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we decree in the class Psalm 121 this morning. Amen. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Amen. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. Amen. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming back in. Amen. From this time forth and even forevermore. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us pray, church. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we come to give you thanksgiving this morning, oh God. Oh, Lord, thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. Thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you for restoring our soul and those in our families. Lord, thank you for remembering us on today that you're waking our sleeping spirits. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, oh, Lord. My Lord, my God. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you for all the good things in our lives. For you, oh, God, the creator of all things good. And Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh, God, for our life. For you, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and for your presence in it. Amen. For in your presence the fullness of our joy. In your presence we are complete and whole. In your presence we have purpose. Because of your presence we are glad to be here. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflow. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your provisions that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, and we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prosper. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your protection, that your perfect love cast out all fear. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through all adversity. Oh, Lord, we thank you that the peace that leads us, hallelujah, through all the storms of God that come into our lives and those in our families. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our life. Amen. And your presence always in it, Lord. Your word says that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we just want to say thank you this morning. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we realize we didn't have to do it, but you did, and we thank you, oh God. When it could have been, should have been, but you, oh God, hallelujah, had a different plan for us. So we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, glory to your name, Heavenly Father. Holy Spirit, have your way. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds this morning with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural. To open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives of those that we love and concerned about. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us, oh God, each person that's on the line today and all who we pray for, God, all that we love and concerned about today, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, according to John 16 and 23. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh Lord, let your hand of protection be around our mind, oh God. Hallelujah. Around our lives. Let there be no preparation hedge of penetration, to the hedge of protection. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, hallelujah. We come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come humbling ourselves, oh God, under your mighty hand, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come to worship you as your word desires us. Hallelujah, in spirit and in truth. Amen. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth of that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done. We thank you that you didn't leave anything unfinished, but you finished the work that God, the assignment that God gave you here on earth. We thank you that we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And let us from every hallelujah in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we're redeemed. Hallelujah. We can't say it enough. We thank you. Lord, we say we are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, creating us a clean heart, oh God, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repentant in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible. But then the flesh shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something. Amen. But we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord. God, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desires. They keep it pounds from the court of the Lord our God. And then, O Heavenly Father, O Lord, help us on today. As our hearts cry out, our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let this fire burn everly, increasing each of us. And then uphold us with our free spirit, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy, and loving kindness. That we sing praise unto you all the days of our lives, creating us a heart of worship for you, O God. We rejoice only in you, Heavenly Father. Amen. Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, you are our joy and the lifter of our hands. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare your goodness on today. Amen. Hallelujah. That goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let your spirit be poured out from Ohio, God. And the wilderness be a fruitful field. And the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let righteousness work peace in our life, oh God, and those in our family. And let the effect of righteousness be quietness and confidence forever. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us dwell in the peace of the dwelling place and securely and secure in our homes, oh God, in undisturbed places of rest. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, be gracious to us. Father, we long for you, Father God. Amen. Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, be our strength. Amen. Every morning, be our salvation in times of distress. Amen. Let wisdom and knowledge be our stability and strength of salvation. Amen. And the fear of the Lord, our treasure. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we will walk righteously and speak upright. Amen. We will despise gain from fraud and from the oppression, from oppression. Amen. We will shake our hands free up from the taking of bribes. We will stop our ears from hearing of bloodshed and shut our eyes to avoid looking upon evil. Therefore, you will cause us to dwell in the heights and a place of defense. Hallowed will be the fortress of rock. Amen. Bread will be given to us and water for us will be sure. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare deliverance on today. Amen. Let our eyes see your beauty, Lord God. Let your church be secure and tent with pegs that cannot be pulled up and fastened with ropes that cannot be broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, be upon us a place of broad rivers. Amen. Hallelujah. And streams in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We will not say that we are sick because our iniquity is forgiven. Amen. That every wilderness and solitary place in our life rejoice right there and blossom abundantly as a rose. Amen. That rejoice and joy and singing coming from every wilderness place. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let the glory of Lebanon, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon come into our lives and those of our family. And let us see the glory of the Lord. Oh Lord, fill these your temples with as much the kind of glory as possible. Oh Lord, fill us to overflowing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, strengthen our weak hands and make us firm. Hallelujah. Our feeble knees. Amen. Let our eyes be opened and every blind area in our life be removed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our ears be opened and let every deaf area of our life be unstopped. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let every lame area in our life be healed. And let us leap like a deer. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our tongue sing for joy. Let waters and streams break out in every area of our lives. And those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Amen. Oh, Lord, we know there'll be a God of turnaround. Oh, Lord, divinely intervene right now concerning your children of the world and turn every situation around for our good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we are part of your flock, feed us and gently lead us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, make the crooked places in our life straight and every rough place smooth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the glory of the Lord be revealed in our life. For you, oh God, Lord, have spoken it. Amen. We will go to the mountain of the Lord and we will lift up our voice with strength and declare, behold your God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will obtain joy and gladness and sorrow and time will flee from our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let every parched area in our life become a pool and every thirsty area of our life will spring of water. Oh, Father God, whatever the enemy has caused division, Lord, we pray for divine unity right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, give us power and increase us in strength right now. We will wait upon the Lord and we hold him and we decree in the crowd without faith. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we humbly will renew our strength. Amen. We will mount up with wings and eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. Lord, we will not fear, for you are with us. You strengthen us and help us. You uphold us with your righteous hand. We will not fear for you, Lord God. We'll hold our hand and help us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Let new things be declared in our life, Father God. And let them spring forth right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, remove every delay to our blessing, every delay to our breakthrough, every delay to our healing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us today. Make darkness light before us and quicken things straight in our life and those in our standing. Lord, walk forth as a mighty man and cry, roar, and prevail against your enemies, oh, Lord. Lord, bring the blind by a way they know not and lead them in a path they have not known. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the path when we pass through the waters, you will be with us. The rivers will not overflow us. Amen. Hallelujah. When we walk through a fire, we will not be burned and the flames will not set us ablaze. Amen. Lord, you have brought us from the ends of the earth to join, hallelujah, to the Holy One of Israel. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, you created us for your glory. You have formed us and made us, oh God, for we are your children, born again of the incorruptible seed of your word, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, you have formed us for yourselves, and we will show forth your praise. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your word on today, oh God. For your word is forever established in heaven. Father God, as we humbly enter in this Sunday service, oh God. Oh, Lord, let us receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understand the word that will go forth on today, that we may apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to our sight. Not just being readers and hearers of your word, oh God, but being doers of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the scripture take root and be engrafted on our hearts and minds. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you keep us in perfect peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we come against every spirit of fear. We come against every spirit. Hallelujah, I find the Holy Spirit that's calling us to fear. We will not be afraid. We will not be ashamed. The Lord is our maker, and he is the God of the whole earth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will sing and shout for joy, for you have told us to enlarge the place of our sin and to stretch our tent curtains wider, for our descendants will hallow the souls of nations and settle in the desolate cities. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We shout glory this morning. Lord, bring of many nations. Let them see, oh God, and those who have not heard, let them consider, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we pray right now that those that are in position of leadership, that are evil, God, let them be uprooted, let the evil be uprooted and cast down right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, replace with those that you've ordained to lead this nation, hallelujah, in the way that we will be blessed, that all will be blessed and live a peaceful life in the land, amen, in the let us, oh Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem and his people, God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done. As we bind our minds to the mind of Christ and our will to your will, Heavenly Father, let thy will be done, Father God, in us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Help us, Father God. We all need your help, Lord. You know exactly what we need before we ask. So, Lord, we pray, oh God, for help, oh God. Hallelujah. Right in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. Amen. My Lord, my God. Hey, come on, my Lord. Yeah. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God. It covers us, amen, from the crown of our heads and the soles of our feet, amen. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we take the sword and the spear, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that's trying to enter into our lives and those of our family. And we decree and declare victory right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By faith, we decree and declare. It is done, it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, we thank you that we can decree and declare according to 1 John 1:9 that our sins are forgiven and that we cleanse all our iniquities and all unrighteousness to the intrinsic and quantum level in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're delivered from every sickness and disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, viruses of all kinds in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you that, hallelujah, that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send out way now in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits and curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft, prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rules of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. We claim our victory and faith of through our salvation. Amen. And it's shed blood of all these things right now. We decree in the crown according to Job 22:27-28. That we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, our Lord and Savior. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name this morning. Amen. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless us and those and our family members and loved ones, oh God, your children around the world, that you will bless us in our going and coming on today. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in it, round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place of everywhere our feet may tread. Amen. Hallelujah. Everywhere our heads may lay. And we decree in the crown of blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that riseth against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we love you. We come asking for more of you and less of ourselves on today. And we receive it by faith right now, that we decree and declare that we are blessed, amen, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, amen. We choose life and not instead of death, amen. We choose blessing and not cursing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, because we are the righteousness of God, amen. We are the redeemed, and so we say so. We are redeemed, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we're walking in our feet. And a record breaking miracle signs and wonders of God's divine blessing and favor. God's hallelujah. God's peace. Amen. God's hallelujah. God's love, prosperity, provision, protection. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you that turnaround has come. We thank you that you've turned it around all for our good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for removing every delay. Amen. Every stumbling block to our blessing. Amen. My Lord, my God. We thank you for uprooting the wicked ones out of our path. Amen. And we just want to thank you as we receive it. Right now, the victory is won. Hallelujah to your name. That we can decree and declare on today that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who conquered the world. And we just want to say thank you, because we're abiding Christ. Christ abides in us. Amen. We have the resurrection power working on the inside. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. And we decree and declare it is so. That we're blessed, that we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Lord, we bless your holy name. Come on, come on. Y'all can do better than this morning right where you are. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Take this next 30 seconds just to give God some praise. Amen. That you're still here. Just thank him. Lord, we thank you for keeping us. We thank you for making a way, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for stopping the works of the enemy. We thank you that the enemy is paralyzed right now, and all that they set out to do has been destroyed in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, oh God, for keeping our children, our grandchildren, those that we love and concerned about, our mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters, oh Lord. We just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you for providing, oh God. We thank you for shelter. We thank you, oh God, we have water to drink, food to eat, oh God. We thank you, oh God, and hallelujah, that we're not on the outside but on the inside, being, hallelujah, being cooled out with all that you provided. We just want to say thank you for every breath that we take, every beat of our heart, oh God. We thank you that you are our strength, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We can't thank you enough, but we thank you. Hallelujah, God. Do a new thing in us, Lord. Help us with our unbelief. Oh, Lord, that we will praise you even more, knowing that it's already done. And we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, strengthen us, oh, God. Oh, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. Glory to God. Good morning. Good morning, church. Good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome this Sunday morning. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We're senior pastors, Pastor Dorothy Manning, and Apostle Tawanika Manning. Our minister on the roster is Minister, hallelujah, Learn Green. And we thank God for you all here this Sunday morning. You could have been anywhere else, but we thank God you made it your business, amen, to be with us here this Sunday morning. So we want to thank you. We're so grateful to have you all, the children. Hallelujah. God bless you all in a mighty way. Amen. So we're just going to get ourselves prepared for the word of God. It's going to go forth. If it's your first time here with us this Sunday, we want to welcome you, amen, with the love of Christ. We want to pray for you and pray with you. If you could press 1. If you're logged in listening this morning, please call into the church line, which is 845-277-9213, and press 1. We definitely want to pray for you and pray with you, amen, and welcome you, amen. We're so glad to have you here with us this Sunday morning. Thank you, God, for this new day, amen, new mercies and new grace. We do not take for granted. We are still this day and this time to be here, made plans, but are not here today, but we are still here. Amen. And we just thank God for to do what God has called us to do, to show the love of Christ here on earth, that all may see Christ in us. Amen. So God bless you. God bless everyone here. We're going to prepare. If it's your first time with us in Sunday service, we do partake in communion every Sunday morning. So if you can go ahead and grab what you'll be needing to partake in communion, whether it's your grape juice and your bread, a cracker, a wine, or whatever it is that you're going to be using, that you have it available, please grab those elements so we can partake in communion this morning. It was a blessing, amen, that we can be able to partake in communion, amen, hallelujah, and, you know, decreeing the plan, the finished work that Jesus Christ has done, amen, that it is done, and we are saved, amen. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. So at this time, we're going to have a song selection, and then we'll be right back here, and we'll be partaking in communion. So stay right here with us, and again, we thank God for you. Hallelujah.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research.
If I were an eagle, I would use my wings. Ooh, since I'm a believer, I use everything.
Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise.
Unto the Lord, all ye people. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. No matter.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves right now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us, amen, of our sins. known and unknown sins, oh Lord, sins of omission, sins of commission, oh God. Oh Lord, forgive us all our transgression, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us. Each of us of all unrighteousness. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. Amen. We thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, how you went to the cross for us, that Jesus took our sins and our transgression and our trespasses and our iniquity to the cross with him. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, which represents your body in remembrance of Jesus. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins, our transgression, our trespasses and iniquities. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we love you. And we remember your suffering, how you were beaten and mad and spit upon and whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. We thank you that with your stripes we are healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, we bless your name. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. We thank you that you took the bread and you broke it and you said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you, and for taking faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Lord Jesus, we now take this piece of bread that represents your body in remembrance of you in faith. You may eat. Amen. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said this to his disciples. This is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us, that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us, it sanctifies us, it redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all our sins and all of our iniquities, all our transgression and trespasses, oh God. And your blood, it heals us in the holy name of Jesus Christ. We now take this in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. It's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, church, we're going to have a song selection, a tune, and we'll be back to the preach word from our very own minister, Lauren Green. So please stay with us. Do not leave. Please stay with us. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Show me your power. Let me in more of you is what I need.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Answer me. worshiper out there that'll join me. Come on, let him know that you're hungry for him, that you're longing for him, that you're thirsty for him. Oh, oh yeah. So lift your voice and say, at me. I can't live without. Lord, I need you. Your glory. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We've come to the message part of Sunday service, and we're excited to see the word, to hear and receive the word of God that God has given his very own minister. I'm introducing you at this time a man after God's own heart, a prayer warrior, amen. A man that loves his family, a man that is ready to intercede for others, amen, with no hesitation. A man that is committed to the work, amen. A kingdom work, a kingdom builder. I present to you at this time, Minister Learn Green. God bless you.
Amen. 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 We thank you for that warm introduction, Pastor Dominika Manning.
Amen.
We're going to talk to you for a little while from the book of Romans. The book of Romans.
Amen.
The 8th chapter, beginning at the 35th verse. The book of Romans. The 8th chapter and the 35th verse. And it reads as follows. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? We're going to stop right there for the sake of time. And we're going to use for a subject, nothing can separate us from God's love. Nothing. Nothing in this life. Nothing. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So we find here that Paul is a writer to Rome. It said it was written about A.D. 57. Amen. Paul had never visited Rome, but he was passionate about them, and he sent letters to Rome to encourage them and to strengthen their faith. And one of the things is that the people of Romans was a mixed multitude. There was different ethnic groups there in Rome. They had Greek, they had Jews, they had Romans. It was a mixed multitude in Rome. The Apostle Paul was intelligent, articulate, and committed to his calling. Like a skilled lawyer, he presented the case for the gospel clearly and forthrightly in his letter to the believers in Rome. Paul had heard of the church at Rome, but he had never been there, nor had any of the other apostles. Evidently, the church had been started by Jews who had come to the faith during Pentecost, Acts 2. They spread the gospel on their return to Rome, and the church grew. Although many barriers separated them, Paul felt a bond with these believers in Rome. They were his brothers and sisters in Christ, and he longed to see them face to face. He had never met most of the believers there, yet he loved them. He sent his letter to introduce himself and to make clear declaration of the faith. After a brief introduction, Paul presents the facts of the gospel, Romans 1:3, and declares his allegiance to it, Romans 1:16-17. He continues by building an upright case for the lostness of humanity and the necessity for God's intervention. Then Paul presents the good news. Salvation is available to all, regardless of a person's identity, sin, or heritage. We are saved by grace, unlearned, undeserved favor from God. Amen. So that's just a little introduction on Romans. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. And I want to encourage you on today. Amen. There have been some that feel like giving up, or some that have even strayed, but I want to encourage you on this morning, stay with the Lord.
Amen.
Stay with the Lord. Amen. He is the only one that can keep us and strengthen us no matter what we face in this life.
Yes,
what I want to encourage you on today is that no matter what happens, it cannot separate us from the love of Christ.
Amen.
In St. John, the 10th chapter, it talks, 10:10 or 10:9, it talks about that Jesus was saying that no man can pluck us out of his hand. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So when God got you, God got you. And the thing about it is that if we stray away from God, we put ourselves in a situation where we have other suffering that we should not be going through. Amen. Because when you stray from God, what happens is the enemy starts attacking you. Amen. And things start happening. But I want to encourage you on today is that as you are standing on your faith and as you are believing God and trusting God, nothing can separate you from his love. Nothing can separate us from God's love. If we go up to the 31st verse, it says, what shall we then say to these things? Paul is writing a conclusion here. If God be for us,
amen,
who can be against us? Amen. God is for you. God is for you.
Amen.
God wants you to win. The fight that we're in is a fixed fight, y'all. It's a fixed fight because we are guaranteed victory. Amen. We are victorious. If God be for us, he's more than if the whole world was against you. Amen. God is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. Mm-hmm. It says, he that spared not his own son, God loved us so much. St. John 3:16. But God so loved the world. I mean, he so loved it. I've heard people say that scripture real fast, but if you slow it down, he said, he so loved the world, loved it so much that he gave his only begotten son. He gave us Jesus. That is one of the ways that we know that God loves us is because he gave us his best. He gave us Jesus. God gave his son, and his son gave his life. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Everything that you need is in Jesus. Your deliverance is in Jesus. Your blessing is in Jesus. Your healing is in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Everything that we need is in Jesus.
Amen.
It says, he that spared not his only son, shall he not also give us, so that he'll also freely give us all things. In James, it talks about every good and perfect gift comes from God. All your blessings come from God. And it said that God will freely give us all things, everything according to God's will, according to his word. God will give it to us. Amen. He did not promise us that it would be easy.
Jesus.
He promised never to leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
In Revelation 3, it talks about, he said, all these things will come upon us. He said, but be thou faithful unto death, and that he would give us a crown of life.
Amen.
The crown of life is our inheritance going to heaven to be with Christ. The crown of life. Amen. I heard a preacher once say, he said that every time you go through something and you overcome that trial, you overcome that situation, or you overcome that battle, there's one more star on your crown. Amen.
Amen.
It says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yet that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Satan is the one that's trying to accuse us. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. The devil, he likes to come and try to play tricks with your mind and throw up a mirage. Amen. Telling you that you're not good enough. Telling you that you're not going to be blessed, that God is not going to do it, or God will do it. Yes, yes, God is a healer. Amen.
Amen.
Believe. Believe God for your healing today. Amen. Satan
Amen.
Is the one. He's the Satan is the accuser of the brethren.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
My
We're
Lord.
Not going to worry about what the devil is doing, but we want to keep our mind stayed on Jesus. Keep our mind on what God is doing.
Amen.
In the book of Isaiah 26:3, he said, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in him. Trust ye in the Lord God Jehovah, because in him is everlasting strength.
My Lord.
God's strength never runs out. God's blessings never run out. God's mercies never run out. So we have to tap into that. It's like tapping into a river of water. Amen.
Jesus.
And we come into God with a cup, and he wants us to come with a bucket. Amen. Come to God. Come to him. Amen. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Jesus is on the right hand of God right now making intercession for us. Every time the enemy tries to accuse us before Christ, Christ is right there. He is our advocate. Amen.
Amen.
Paul said that Jesus is interceding for us in heaven. God has acquitted us and removed our sin and guilt. So it is Satan, not God, who accuses us. When he does, Jesus, the advocate for our defense, stands at God's right hand to present our case. For more on the advocate, see Hebrews 4:14-15. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing can separate us from God's love. God loves us so much.
Amen.
And sometimes we feel like giving up. But what I want to tell you is never give up.
Amen.
Never give up. And what you have to do sometimes is that when trouble comes, rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes what you have to do is pull back. Let God speak to you. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you and speak to your heart and put things into your spirit, into your mind, and then you proceed after you get that wisdom. See, the Bible says
Lord.
That wisdom comes from God.
Amen.
See,
yes, Lord.
Don't get ahead of God and don't lag too far behind him. Just walk right there with him. Amen. Amen. Step by step.
Yes.
Nothing can separate us from God's love.
My Lord.
Amen. If we go down to the verse 35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, or pearl, or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, and all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loveth us. So Paul is letting us know right here is that no matter what we can face, whether you be going through a trial or whether you be going through tribulation, distress, persecution, amen. In other words, suffering for what's right, amen. And somebody is falsely accusing you. You going through persecution or famine, that's like lack, not having enough, nakedness, amen, not having the necessities, amen.
Jesus.
As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Even though it looks like the odds are against us, if you notice that the sheep have to have a shepherd. And one of the things about the sheep is that they could easily tumble and fall over. And then it was also told to me by a minister once. He said that if a sheep kept running away, the little sheep kept running away, they would break his leg, so he would stop running away. Mm. So he would stay with the fold. Sometimes things come upon us. God is not to make us bitter, but to make us better.
My Lord.
These words were written to a church that will soon undergo terrible persecution in just a few years. Paul's type of situations would turn into painful realities. This passage confirms God's profound love for his people. No matter what happens to us or where we are, we can never be lost to his love. When suffering comes, here it is. When suffering comes, it should not drive us away from God, but help us to identify with him further and allow his love to reach us and heal us. Yes. If we suffer with him, we will reign with him. We are joint heirs with Christ. You're going to have a little bit of suffering down here. But our light affliction only endure but a moment. In his favor is life. Psalms 30:5. Yes, weeping Lord. May endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morn.
Amen.
When suffering comes, this we don't let it drive you away from God. Mm-hmm. Don't stop coming to church because you're going through something. That's the time you need to come. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing can separate us from God's love. Nothing. Nothing you could possibly go through in this life can separate us from God's love. They and all these things, we are more than conquerors to him that love us. The victory is ours.
Amen.
Amen. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to come. No height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. As I get ready to approach a close, I just want to tell you to stay with the Lord. Whatever loss you are facing right now, if you've lost a job, I want you to know that God got something better for you.
Amen.
If you lost a loved one, I want to tell you today that if they were in Christ, they're in a better place, and you can be comforted knowing that they're with God now.
Amen.
You have the good times. Think of the good times. Think of the times you spent with that person. Think about what their legacy that they left here for you. Whatever your loss is, whatever you are going through, God is able to turn that situation around. Amen.
Yes,
if you have broken relationships, amen. God is able to mend that relationship. Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Nothing Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Amen. I'm done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Minister Lauren Green. We pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every virtue that left your body. Father God, we pray for restoration right now, God. Oh, Lord, fill this your temple with as much Shekinah glory as possible to overflow, oh God. Restore the strength, oh God, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we bless you. And hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. At this time, the doors of the church is open. Is there anyone on today? Hallelujah. If the sermon spoke to you in a mighty way on today, you say, you know what? I want to dedicate my life to Christ. You know, I want to be born again. Amen, amen. I want to live a life for Christ. I want to be a kingdom builder. If the word spoke to you on today, you said, I want to follow Jesus. I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. If you want to pray the prayer of salvation on today, then we're talking to you on today. Is there anyone on today? Hallelujah. If you're listening in on today, amen, and you've decided, I want to follow Jesus. I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Let us pray the prayer of salvation. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth with your sons and daughters on the line that have decided today to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We confess and repeat this prayer after me. I confess that I'm a sinner, that I have sinned against you, and I ask you to forgive me for all of my sins. And I repent for my sins, and I choose to follow and obey and accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins on the cross at Calvary. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, and died on the cross at Calvary for me and the sins of all others. I believe that after 3 days he was raised from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is alive today. I ask you, Jesus Christ, to be the Lord of my life and to be my Savior. I receive you now as my Lord and Savior with all of my heart. I believe that Jesus Christ is my King and my God and the Lord of my life. I believe that Jesus Christ is alive in me. And I decree and declare that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. If you said that prayer today, we welcome you in the fivefold ministry. Amen. We welcome you to the body of Christ. Amen. Our brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you left and you said, you know what? I want to rededicate my life to Christ, press one. We want to pray with you and pray for you, my brothers and sisters. If there's anyone on the line that needs prayer, press one. We want to pray for you and pray with you, but we know that there's power in agreement. Amen? Hallelujah. If there's one on the line that says, you know what? I've been in search of a church home somewhere. I feel at home that I can receive. And me and my husband, Pastor Doyle, say, man, we would like to disciple you. Press one. While you still have time, while we still have time. Amen. Praise one at this time. Give it our glory, honor, praise our heavenly Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So let us pray as we, amen, as we close out the Sunday service and the message that was for me, sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I pray in Jesus Christ's holy name, all that is here to hear on today, oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, let all that they receive take root, oh God, and let it not be snatched away from the enemy, but, oh God, take root and manifest in our actions, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, Father God, if you be for us, who can be against us, amen, that nothing can separate us from the love that you have for us, oh God, which is in Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we love you and we need you. We come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask that you increase us in faith, oh God, to receive the more, to receive the miracle that's already working on the inside, which is Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We bless your holy name. As we leave this line on today, we're going there for your presence. We thank you that you that goes with us, oh God. It's you that encamp your warring angels around us.
And we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we ask you again on today that you'll bless the minister, oh God. Set him on fire. Simplify even more, Lord God. Let the fire become a furnace on the inside, oh God. And anyone that he's around, oh God, will catch fire of the Holy Ghost. And we just want to say thank you. We pray for the strength, oh God, and the peace and the joy of his mother and all that he loves, concerned about his wife and siblings. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to partake in a time of giving that everyone can participate in, a time of giving that God is placing on your heart, which is so, amen. Hallelujah. So be led by the Holy Spirit as we receive our tithes and offering. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you've blessed us to be a blessing. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, amen, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture our harvest of your glory for your sake on earth. Amen. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity and uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not through doubt, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit king's generous heart that we give on today. And we thank you, for the Lord, for blessing us. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you all. At this time, we're going to receive our announcements, and I will be delivering those announcements on today. Today is July 23rd. I'm going before time. Today is July 23rd. The time is just going by so fast. I tell you, this month will be ending next weekend. My Lord, my God, we just thank God for this time. Hallelujah. Today is July the 23rd, and I'll be bringing those announcements. Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. So join us, amen, for the new hour of prayer. We had people on last Monday at 7 o'clock, so I thank God for that. And normally I wait on the line for about 5 or 10 minutes, pay too long. And if no one shows up on the line, I normally come off the line and go into prayer myself. So if you can join us and make sure that you're on time at 7 o'clock so you get in before the line cuts out, please do so. 7 o'clock on Monday, 7 p.m., 7 in the evening, Central Time, Central Standard Time, Mondays at 7. Amen. Wednesday night Bible studies at 7 o'clock. And, of course, we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. We're only on at 10 a.m. We do plan on visiting another church next Sunday, so we'll have a pre-recorded service on next Sunday because we'll be visiting Sister Church. So we will definitely have a service here, but it'll just be pre-recorded for you all. Amen. So again, I do want to announce that if you log on to the phone, to the line, that says nothing is scheduled, please give us a call because it may be a problem with the system. And so that way we can get you on in or tell you whatever number to call. So if we ever have a problem with the line, we normally send out a message. Or if we find out a person having a hard time getting on the line, we find out what's going on with that. Or if we have to go on to a different line. So please reach out to us. Everyone should have our phone number here to reach out if you have that problem. And we can try to get it fixed. And we won't know unless you let us know right then and there if you have a problem getting on and the system is giving you a different message. So if you log on Monday at 7 and no one's there and saying it's up to schedule, try back again or reach out to me or Pastor Manning. And if you try to log on for Bible study, same thing. Just make sure you all reach out to us. Just don't believe like, oh, it's nothing on, so I'll just wait till next time. No, make sure you're reaching out because we're scheduled to be on at that time unless we send out a message, which we do, and say, this is what's taking place. We'll let you know what it's saying. All right, because I know this past Wednesday our lights went out. So we do apologize for not being on at that time. But we lost electricity, we lost power. There was some kind of damage to the system, they said. So we apologize for that. But again, Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and Wednesday at 7 p.m. Bible study, Central Standard Time, and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. Hallelujah. We're looking forward to this weekend and going out to be a part of street ministry. If you're in Houston, Texas, and you can join us, please do so. We definitely love to have you. Just give us a call at 832-993-6649 to receive more information as we go out for street ministry. We had a great time on yesterday with the children as we went out for the youth and young adult conference. Children got a chance to participate. There is another one that's coming up. If you have young adults or children, teenagers, I think it's between the ages of 17 and 14 years old, there is another event that's going to take place. Reach out to me at 832-989-3649. Amen. To be a part of that, and I'll send you out the information about it. It's a really good time. They did a really great job. This past weekend, there's going to be another group there to help our youth. So they are our future. Amen. So we need to make sure that we're pouring into them positively. Amen. And encouraging them daily. Amen. Hallelujah. So God bless you all. Amen. If you're in Houston, Texas, you're able to be a part of the street ministry this upcoming weekend, please give us a call at 832-989-3649. Amen. That does conclude our announcements there. We do want to wish anyone to celebrate the birthday this month of July. Happy birthday. Hallelujah. We want to pray for you, pray with you. If you're on the line, press 1. But I pray right now that God will continue to bless you out with good life, long life, good health and strength. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may you enjoy your birthdays to come and many, many more. Hallelujah. May God continue to be your strength, your peace, your joy, your happiness, your life. Amen. And all that you're searching, make sure you put God first. Again, happy birthday. This is Jesus Christ. Holy name, we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Anyone that's celebrating wedding anniversary, hallelujah. We want to pray for you as well. We wish you a happy anniversary. We pray that God will continue to bless your union. May God continue to strengthen your union and favor your union. May you all live a long, healthy, blessed, peaceful life, healthy life together, filled with joy and the blessing of the Lord, and make it rich and add no sorrow. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So that does conclude our announcements. Amen. Hallelujah. This July 23rd, 2023. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. What a great word on today. We thank God for the word that we're for. Amen. From our very own Mr. Vern Green. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry, Senior Pastor Joyce A. Manning, myself, Apostle Tawadee Commanding, Minister Vern Green, we bless you all to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. Amen. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loved. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit. Amen. To be closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. Amen. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you all again. At this time, we're going to, hallelujah to the benediction. Pastor Manny normally is here. He's running behind this morning, so we just pray for him, amen, for divine position and guidance and instruction of the Holy Spirit for his life and God's protection around him. Amen. Hallelujah. Now may the God of peace who brought you up, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of an everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. And the church say, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You all be blessed and enjoy the rest of your Sunday until we meet again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me.